exercise change?
There are two things to be aware of in terms of, I mean, we're talking here about self-awareness, which is different from mindfulness. But mindfulness is a useful technique in and of itself for all sorts of things. But in terms of self-awareness about why do I do what I do, and if I know what I do, how do I change, that's incredibly helpful. Because what you're starting to, for a lot of people, they will start something and stop something and they'll have no idea what went on. They'll just, well, it just happened. And no, it didn't. We have thousands of thoughts a day. We take thousands of decisions a day. And our behaviour is completely dependent on that combination of those thoughts and how we feel about those thoughts. But we don't access, we're not consciously aware of a lot of that process. So one of the really helpful techniques to begin with is not to change anything at all. And this is what you were saying before about contemplation, is in that moment, actually give yourself that space to go, all right, now let's imagine I'm starting to put change into practice. What's my brain doing that's getting in the way? What sort of seemingly irrelevant thoughts might I have? Or what justifications might I put into place? And why would I do that? And where's my emotional attachment to that? And there are two things that you can do. One of them is to do that before you put any change into practice. And the other one is when you're starting to put change into practice is to keep a diary. Thoughts, feelings and behaviour diary. And just note, okay, where are my touchy spots? Where are my areas where I'm really not working very well with myself? Where are the areas where I'm working really well with myself? And now I'm keeping this diary. What's different in my thoughts and feelings in these different situations? And then I can do more of what works and I can do less of what doesn't.
Yeah, and I'd assume if you keep that for long enough, you begin to see patterns of behaviour.
Exactly.
I'm particularly motivated when this happens and I'm particularly unmotivated. Yeah.
These are the types of thoughts that really fuel my emotions and help me maintain my commitment. And these are the types of thoughts or the types of feelings or the types of situations where at the moment I haven't got a clue. I'm just stuck. And the interesting thing is that when you start to accept the fact that these things are difficult and I'm not sure why, you have the answers to your own questions. You just need to know what questions to ask. And this mind of being aware of yourself and your own thoughts and your feelings can start to help you answer some of these questions in a helpful way.
Right. I like the idea of everyone having their own answers, because of course everyone's made difficult changes in their life and they can apply similar strategies to any change they want to make.
Exactly right. Yeah, this is not new stuff. This is just applying old skills, if you like, to a new situation, but giving yourself that permission to monitor yourself, if you like, and go, what's going on for me? It's not a bad thing that I've had a day off or I've had a week off. It's a thing. Now I need to understand what that's about for me and what's going on for me.
Just be aware of it.
Yeah.
So really it's just thinking about thinking.
Exactly right.
Perhaps do.
Yeah. And not just thinking, but also that, as we said before, that emotional attachment. So what are the feelings that are reinforcing thoughts? What are the thoughts that are reinforcing the feelings? And what behaviour does that ultimately create in me?
And just to paint a picture for people, that might be feelings around, you know, when I have a stressful day at work, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, and because of that, on those days, it's typical that I wouldn't exercise. So those feelings obviously feed into me becoming unmotivated to do my usual routine.
Yes, I know I ought to go to the gym because I know intellectually it will relieve stress, but actually emotionally at the moment I'm pissed off, and what I want to do is get rid of that, and I can drown that very easily and very quickly with a glass of wine or something.
Right.
And what I'm actually doing is I'm not listening to all of me. I'm only listening to the emotional or the limbic part of me, that emotionally driven part of me. Not seeing the bigger picture in that moment. So you can learn an awful lot just by taking a situation and non-judgmentally, not being hard on yourself, just saying, okay, what's going on for me in this situation?